and Claire Higgins, and the programme was produced by Clive Portbury. It was first broadcast on Radio 3 in December 2008. Remember, you can find all of tonight's words and music listed on the Radio 3 website, where you can also listen again to the programme for the next 7 days. And next week we have Words and Music on the subject of Halloween, a programme built around the theme of witches and sorcerers, at 10:15 next Sunday night. This Sunday evening on BBC Radio 3, it's now 11:30, time for Jazz Lineup with Julian Joseph.
Hello. Our featured session this week comes from Wynton Marsalis and his Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. The concert was recorded at the Royal Concert Hall in Glasgow as part of the Glasgow International Jazz Festival on the 27th of June of this year, and was a sort of homecoming for the celebrated baritone saxophonist and bass clarinetist Glaswegian Joe Temperley. It's interesting to note that the orchestra don't use on-stage monitors and the least amount of microphones for the PA. To begin, three new discs that couldn't be more contrasting. Trish Clues is a young saxophonist and composer recording for the Basho label. She has a tone and style that is reminiscent of Ian Ballamy, with whom she studied, and she writes tastefully for orchestra as well as her band. The band is a sextet with the piano, bass and drums of Hugh White, Callum Gourley and James Madryn. They're added to Troika guitarist Chris Montague, and Heidi Parsons is on cello. Gwilym Simcock is the producer, and compositionally she has similar influences to him. This is Search. Gifted tenor and writing of Trish Clues and Search from her new album on Basho called Tangent. Chris Montague's on guitar, Hugh White on piano, Callum Gawley double bass, James Madron on drums, and Heidi Parsons is on cello. The music is ambitious, fresh, and experimental. Trish is a talent to watch for 2011. From a new name on the scene to two established veterans, Mike Carr and Jim Mullen. The album was recorded at Greyville Lodge in Cheltenham last year and sees the men in good form. Jim Mullen with his distinct sound and melodicism, and a rare chance to hear Mike Carr away from the organ on piano. This is Freedom Song.
Thank you.
Freedom Song, written by the man playing the piano, that's Mike Carr, and Jim Mullen was on the guitar. Now, tell me if the chords there reminded you a little bit of Let It Be. Well, that's from their duet album, recorded in concert at the Greyville Lodge in Cheltenham, and is out now on the Cube Mitre label. The album is full of consistent and strong performances that will definitely please their many fans. American vocalist Cassandra Wilson's new album continues her artistic relationship with the Blue Note label, with whom she's recorded for almost two decades. The album's called Silver Pony and is a mixture of jazz and pop classics, mixing live recordings from a European tour and studio tracks recorded in New Orleans. One track features pop singer John Legend, and this track features Cassandra and her band with their interpretation of Blackbird.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arrive. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Thank you.
Cassandra Wilson with the Lennon and McCartney song Blackbird, taken from her new CD Silver Pony, out on Blue Note Records. Cassandra was on vocals and synthesizer. Marvin Sewell is on electric guitar. Jonathan Batista is on the piano. Reginald Veal is on electric bass. Herlan Riley on drums. And Lekon Babalola is on percussion. Jazz Lineup's Kevin Legendre interviewed Cassandra about this album, and we'll bring you that interview in a couple of weeks' time. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3. We are online, on FM, and on DAB Digital Radio, with me, Julian Joseph. Remember that all or part of this programme can be heard again for the next 7 days by going to the BBC Radio 3 website and navigating to the Listen Again feature on the BBC iPlayer. Our concert set this week features Wynton Marsalis and the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. Jazz Lineup now bring you the edited highlights of the concert given at the Royal Concert Hall, Glasgow, as part of this year's Glasgow International Jazz Festival on Saturday, the 27th of June. The lineup is, on trumpets, Ryan Kaiser, Marcus Printup and Kenny Rampton, as well as Wynton Marsalis. On trombones, we've got Vincent Gardner, Chris Crenshaw and Elliot Mason. Elliot, in fact, is from England. Saxophones, we've got Sherman Irby, Ted Nash, Walter Blanding Jr., Victor Goines, and Joe Temperley, who is from Scotland. Dan Nimmer is on piano, Carlos Enriquez is on bass, and Ali Jackson is on the drums. Winton and the orchestra played the music of Duke Ellington and allow us to experience the textures and rhythms of his early work especially. They illustrate vividly how much personality music from this period requires. The band has such a broad historical range and respect for the past, as well as an irreverence that allows for the spirit of this music to breathe excitement. They start with two early pieces by Duke Ellington. The first is from the late 20s and has lots of muted trumpet from Winton in the theme, which sets up all the sliding and growling from the conversing clarinet and trombone solos. This is The Mooch.
Vicky Boys on the clarinet. Chris Crenshaw on the trombone. And the rest of us.
The band take the tempo up and a few years forward into the early 30s for Duke Ellington's Old Man Blues. Thank you.
Joe Templeton. Ted Nash. Victor Goins. Marcus Printup. Ali Jackson. Vincent Gardner.
Well, Joe Templey gives us a Scottish translation before trombonist Vincent Gardner sings Oubli-Di, arranged by piano great Mary Lou Williams for Dizzy Gillespie. So, this piece features the dexterous brilliance of Winton on trumpet, then Dan Nimmer takes the piano solo. You've got to hear the introduction Joe Templey does on this.
I met a beautiful princess in the land of Oubli-Di. She smiled and said, Oubli-Di, meaning you appeal to me. I said, Oubli-Di-Bindu with pride. Oubli-Di-Bindu, let's take a ride in the land of Oubli-Di. Oubli-Di.
A beautiful princess in the land of Oubli-Di. She smiled and said, Oubli-Di-Bindu, which means you appeal to me. I said, ooh, ba-dilly-la, let's do with pride. Ooh, ba-dilly-la, ben-do, let's take a ride. In the land of ooh-blah-dee, ooh-blah-dee, they drove me straight to her castle. In the land of ooh-blah-dee. And there I met her two sisters, ooh-wee-da and do-wee-blee. Now ooh-wee-da without a doubt was twice my size. Ooh-wee-dee, the other sister, had three eyes. But the two had eyes for me, ooh-blah-dee. I loved the beautiful princess from the land of ooh-blah-dee. I asked her ooh-blee-ah-ooh-blee, darling, will you marry me? She said, ooh ba dilly la e la si blue. There is nothing in this land I'd rather do. In the land of ooh-blah-dee, ooh-blah-dee, they took me straight to the altar. In the land of ooh-blah-dee, I had a very strange feeling. Things did not look right to me. So before I said I do, I looked aside. They had pulled a switcheroo, they changed the bride. No, they can't do that to me, ooh-blah-dee. Thank you.
stop the western bound freighter from the land of Ubladi. I jumped when I saw the princess who was waiting there for me. Now we say Ubadilia la si la e blue, which means I will always love and cherish you in the land of Ubladi, Ubladi.
Vincent Gardner. Dan Nimmer. Joe Temperley.
Wynton Marsalis and the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, and that was In the Land of Ubladi. And if you're wondering who the vocalist was, it's their trombonist, Vincent Gardner. Well, back over to Wynton now as he introduces the next three items.
Now, this is an arrangement done by our lead alto saxophonist, Sherman Irby. And it is of the familiar song, Bye Bye Black Sheep.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sherman Irby. Vincent Gardner. Kenny Rampton. This is a Ted Nash arrangement of John Coltrane's arrangement of Richard Rodgers' My Favorite Things. Thank you. Ted Nash, Sherman Irby, Walter Blanding, Joe Temperley, Victor Goins, thank you very much. This is John Coltrane's homage to a church bombing that took place during the American Civil Rights Movement of the 20th century. Four girls died in a church in Alabama, and this piece is entitled Alabama, and it features Joe Temperley on the baritone saxophone. Joe Temperley.
Wynton Marsalis and the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Alabama, preceded by My Favorite Things. And that before that, we heard Bar Bar Black Sheep, arranged by their lead altoist Sherman Irby. Well, Wynton's latest release with the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra is the Vitoria Suite, written in celebration of the town Vitoria in Spain, its jazz festival, and musical traditions. This is the last movement from that suite called Mendizorozzo Swing, an up-tempo jaunt that gets everyone's foot tapping.
Thank you.
Ali Jackson Jr.
That was Mendizorozzo Swing, performed by Wynton Marsalis and the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, and recorded on June 27th this year at the Royal Concert Hall, Glasgow, as part of the 2010 Glasgow International Jazz Festival. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Julian Joseph. To round off this week, a disc from an orchestra with quite a different approach from the music we just heard. They used to be called the Joe Acheson Quartet, and the album is called Night Walks on the True Thoughts label. Acheson is a classically trained multi-instrumentalist based in Edinburgh, interested in technology that enables textural manipulation through layering. It's an experimental approach to music, with the jazz very much intact. The music has a contemporary feel, akin to today's dance music, yet it's reminiscent of the jazz investigations of the late 60s into the 70s. This is Antiphon. The Hidden Orchestra, led by Joe Acheson, and Antiphon from their latest album, Night Walks, on the True Thoughts label. Well, that's it for this week. Monday night's Jazz on 3. Jez Nelson reports from one of the most intriguing European jazz festivals of 2010, Jazz Forum Budapest. Till next week, from me, Julian Joseph, bye-bye.
Welcome from me, Susan Sharp, to Through the Night on Radio 3, and a performance for the next 35 minutes of the Requiem in C minor, the Piccolo Messe by Antonio Salieri. Salieri's forever linked with Mozart, but he had connections with numerous other composers in Vienna. He taught Beethoven and Schubert Italian word setting, and Liszt and Hummel were just two of his other eminent pupils. Salieri took over from Leopold Gassmann as court composer and conductor in Vienna in 1774. It had been Gassmann who'd brought him there in the first place, from Venice. 1804's the date of his Requiem. It's a tumble of musical ideas, at times looking forward to the Romantics, at others harking back to the Baroque. This is a performance given by the BBC Singers and the BBC Concert Orchestra, conducted by David Hill.